part of our responsibility at USDA is to make sure that we create opportunities both for our farm families to diversify their operations and also to produce job opportunities in rural areas. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment's dropping at a faster rate in rural areas than it is in other parts of the country. And I think there are many reasons for that, but one of the reasons is that we're creating new opportunities to create energy, whether it's fuel or electricity, from resources that are abundant in rural areas, whether it's solar or wind energy on the power side, or whether it's taking crop residue or grasses or woody biomass, which is located in rural areas, and converting it into fuel. These are opportunities that bolster incomes and create jobs.
It sounds like you're saying the Agriculture Department isn't just about farms and crops and so forth, that other things that happen in rural areas are under its purview as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, as a matter of fact, if you take a look at the mission of USDA, obviously it's designed to help farmers, and by providing credit in the state of Ohio, for example, USDA has been involved in providing 3,700 farm families who are beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers, many of them, an opportunity to stay in the business or get in the business of farming. We've helped nearly 10,000 Ohio farmers deal with crop losses due to natural disasters. So that's part of our responsibility. At the same time, we're also involved in rural development. Folks may not understand that we've improved nearly 1,600 miles of new and upgraded electric lines to make electricity more reliable for about 500,000 folks who live in rural Ohio. We've invested $187 million in 55 wastewater and water treatment facilities that are going to help nearly 750,000 folks in your state have cleaner and better water. We've expanded broadband services to nearly 12,000 subscribers. We've helped 272 small and rural-sized, mid-sized businesses create nearly 7,000 jobs in Ohio and in rural areas. And we've also improved quality of life by investing in things like schools and police stations and fire stations in 60 community projects that we've provided. So it's all of that. It's also helping folks stay in their homes or buy a home. We helped 13,000 rural families in Ohio purchase a home. We also just recently announced a new refinancing opportunity for folks who are doing business with USDA housing programs to be able to refinance their homes at lower interest rate. In the energy area, you know, we're not only building biorefineries, but we're also helping small businesses and farmers be more energy efficient and embrace renewable energy. In Ohio, we've funded about 166 projects in that arena, nearly $36 million, helping folks embrace energy efficiency and renewable energy.
What are the specific kinds of renewable energy that your department and the government in general are trying to foster and build in, say, rural Ohio?
Well, there are a couple things. We're obviously interested in wind and solar energy and being able to provide farmers the ability to invest in those types of technologies to produce their own power needs. We've also heavily involved ourselves in anaerobic digesters. So if you have dairy operations, livestock operations, basically capturing the methane and using it to produce energy. In addition to that, you know, we're working obviously with folks who want to convert corn or crop residue or woody biomass or switchgrasses, perennial grasses, into fuel.
Tom Vilsack is the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. A spokesman for Dr. Tony Forshee, Ohio's Interim Director of Agriculture in the administration of Republican Governor John Kasich, could not be reached for comment on Vilsack's remarks. I'm Steve Hirschberg.